You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the show today. We are reading Psalms every day live on my website, and I'd like to do a psalm here for you right now. So we're going to be reading Psalms 37, continuing to read the Psalms every day. And hallelujah. So Psalms 37 is just another example of a King David, somebody who had the heart of Yahweh. And it seems as a theme, not only in the Psalms and not only in David's writings, but all throughout Scripture, it seems there's a theme that the righteous will be rewarded and have the salvation of Yeshua that he came for, but that the wicked will be punished. Will be punished. Not that it's not available to them, salvation, and for them to repent, but there's a theme in Scripture that we have consequences for the way we carry ourselves, the fruit we show. And it says it all over Scripture. And here we see a similar contrast between the wicked person and a righteous person that we're going to be discussing here in Scripture. So it's a really good one. And it also is really important to understand this, because so many times people worried about things they shouldn't be worrying about. And the Scriptures say, don't worry about tomorrow. You know, just do what we have to do. Stay focused on Yahweh, right? So King David wrote this, and he says, it starts off, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. So we're not to worry or envy. So worry and envy right there, we're told not to do. How many believers stress out with worry or envy something that's not of our Creator, and they're adding it to themselves because we're told not to do this. Don't do that. But why don't do that? It says, for like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. And King David is such an amazing, not only musician singing these songs, but such a great poet. And to put it like this is so beautiful. For like grass, they soon fade away. And like spring flowers, they soon wither. So don't worry about that. Just don't worry about it. As we say in Brooklyn, forget about it. You know, don't even think about them, okay? And then we go to verse 3. It says, trust in Yahweh and do good. I mean, listen to this. Trust in our Creator and do what is righteous. Because when we hear do good, that's not a good translation. That's verse 3. Let's look at verse 3 in another translation. It says, trust in Yahweh and do good. Okay. Good according to our own flesh is not good. It's trust in Yahweh and do the right thing, or do the righteous thing. Trust in Him and do good according to His word. So we got to trust. And that's what we saw a common theme with King David. He trusted and he had faith. That's it. He trusted and he had faith. So it says, and this is great. It says at the end of verse 3, then you will live safely in the land and prosper. What do we need to do? We need to trust Him. Not to worry, not to envy, trust Him and do good. See, do, underline, highlight, circle, do is an action word. It doesn't just say trust in Him. This is what every Christian out there needs to know, and many of them are getting it wrong because they're taught the wrong way. It doesn't say just trust in Him. It says and do good. Do is an action word. You have to do something. And that is follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. You have to do good and follow what He says to do. A wicked person is somebody that does not do what He says to do. So it's not just trusting in Him. You don't be walking around, oh, well, I'm going to do bad stuff and trust in Him. No. You know, that's it. So we have to trust in Him, but we have something to do. It's an action word. It's a verb. It says, then you will live safely in the land and prosper. So according to King David, what he's saying is, if you do not do good which is righteousness. If you're not righteous, if you're not following the word of our Creator, you will not prosper and you will not live safely in the land. And that has not changed today. We need to D-O, highlight, circle, underline, do, action verb. We need to do something. We need to do what he said, what he calls good and righteous. Then it says, take delight in Yahweh, and he will give you your heart's desires. And your heart's desire should be his will. So he's not going to be giving you things that you're desiring that goes beyond his will, because if you truly have delight in him, if your heart is righteous, you are going to seek his will and not your own. But it says, you know, take delight in Yahweh and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to Yahweh. Again, do, highlight, underline, circle, everything you do, commit all your actions to Yahweh. Commit every step you make to Yahweh. Commit everything. Now, you're not going to be committing things that he tells you not to do to him. You're going to be running from that. You're going to be hiding from that. No, but when you're doing things of his will, you want to show him. You want him to know. And he knows either way. But commit everything you do to Yahweh. Trust him and he will help you. Hallelujah. We have a helper. We have a comforter. And that's exactly what he is going to do. He's going to help us if we trust him. But if we trust him, we're not going to do something that he says not to do. We're going to do what he says to do. That's what trusting is. Our trust and our faith is carried out in our action. If he tells us to do something and we do the opposite, we're going on our own understanding and not trusting in him that he will help us get through what we need to get through. So we need to trust him and he will help us. What will he help us do? Do what he wanted us to do. And we will be blessed and we will take delight in him. So it goes on to say in verse 6, he will make your innocence radiant like the dawn, and the justice of your course will shine like the noonday sun. I love the poetry of King David. It's just so beautiful. It's so beautiful. He will make the innocence radiant like the dawn. It's just so, so, so beautiful. And the justice of your course will shine like the noonday sun. I mean, David was singing these. I don't know how many of you really realize how beautiful in the words that were written. And many times in the past, I've just read the words. I didn't think about, wow, this is true poetry right here. And it's really beautiful. Verse 7. Be still in the presence of Yahweh and wait patiently for him to act. I mean, folks, listen. There are times when I've been reading Psalms, and I'll read a whole Psalm, and I'll say, that's it, that verse right there, pull that verse out. Pull that verse out and hang it up in your bathroom window, a mirror or something, hang it up in your refrigerator. That's the verse you need to know in this Psalm. But this Psalm, all of a sudden, we're down to verse 7, and I think maybe the 6 of them are verses like that pull them out. These are verses. I mean, verse 7, be still in the presence of Yahweh and wait patiently for him to act. That's what I'm doing. I'm writing that one down tonight. I'm going to put it right over my bed. You know, it's a reminder to be patient, be still, and wait on Yah to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked scams. Stop being angry and turn from your rage. Can you just imagine coming into a place upset about the event and just thinking about revenge and everything and very angry? And then you hear somebody with the heart of Yahweh singing this, to not worry about it. Yahweh's going to have his day. I mean, this is just beautiful. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. Boy, what great advice there, huh? It's so wonderful and prophetic. And if we just followed it, if we would just follow, what a great song this is. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in Yahweh will possess the land. Hallelujah. The wicked will be destroyed. And those that are not doing what he said to do, and those that are doing what he said to do, you will prosper abundantly in the land. Soon the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. The lowly will possess the land and will live in peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the godly. They snail at them in defiance. But the Yahweh just laughs. for he sees their day of judgment coming. Folks, a creator is like a judge, a righteous judge. And if you are a person doing bad, you should be really scared that our creator is a righteous judge. Because if you're going into a courtroom and you know you've done something wrong, and you know that judge is righteous, you're in trouble. Because it says in scripture that a righteous judge can't set the unrighteous free. You know, so we are wrong. We're sinners. And we need to humble ourselves enough to know that. And we need to realize that we need to be doing every single thing possible to do the righteous choice and the choice that our Creator calls us to do as much and as often as possible. Because He sees what's going on and He knows what's going on. And and those that think they're going to get away with it, our Creator laughs, knowing Judgment Day is coming. And it's not my judgment, it's the judgment of our Creator that talks about in Scripture of what's going to happen to those who decide to not do what He says to do. Verse 14, we're in Psalms 37. Verse 14 says, the wicked draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed, to slaughter those who do right. But their swords will stab their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. It is better to be godly and to have little than to be evil and rich. Again, there's so many people that are so misguided and not focused on the right things in today's world, seeking man's ways, seeking their flesh, seeking the ways of man. But the verse that we hear so often and we just take it for granted is, do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in our Creator, that His will is right and perfect for you. And we need to separate ourselves from our own thinking. We need to start thinking the way He wanted us to think and do the way He wanted us to do it. And we run after so much physical stuff, and it says it right here. It is better to be godly and have little than to be evil and rich. And a lot of rich people out there are evil, and a lot of people are not believers, and they're doing things that aren't, and even made their money by being liars and deceivers. But our Creator knows. He's going to handle them. We just got to stay focused on Him and His Word, and we'll be taken care of just fine. It says in verse 17, for the strength of the wicked will be shattered, but Yahweh takes care of the godly. He takes care of them. You know, to say hate on a human term is different. When our Creator says He hates works of iniquity, it means He's not going to take care of them. He's going to let them to themselves. They want to be on their own path, He's going to give them their free will and let them find their own path. You know, but those that He loves, He takes care of. He watches over them. He's our protection. It says in verse 18, day by day, Yahweh takes care of the innocent, and they will receive an inheritance that lasts forever. They will not be disgraced in hard times. Even in a famine, they will have more than enough. But the wicked will die. Yahweh's enemies are like the flowers in the field, and they will disappear like smoke. So, you know, we have to trust that His way is better than our way. And we have to trust, just like King David, he trusted, and he had faith. And, this is a clear warning to the righteous and the unrighteous on how we're to act or not act. And it says, the wicked borrow and never repay, but the godly are generous givers. Those Yahweh blesses will possess the land, but those He curses will die. Yahweh directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. When you're following His ways, He is going to help you. It continuously says that. And it says He will strengthen your ankles so you don't slip off the path. And here it goes even better. It says He will direct the steps of the godly. The steps are each step, each and every step. Not just a flame that we have to follow. No, every single step He's putting our feet where it needs to be. And, though they stumble, they will never fall. For Yahweh holds them by the hand. I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread. There's so few people today that are actually doing what our Creator wants us to do. But it says in the Word that if we do what He wants us to do, all will be well with us. And here's a promise that if you're wicked and doing wicked things, you're in trouble. But if you're doing things, you know, the way they should be done, he will take care of you. It says in verse 26, the godly always give gave generous loans to others, and their children are a blessing. Turn from evil and do good. There's that word do again. Turn from evil and do good. So you can't just turn from evil and now say you're good. You got to turn from evil and take an action verb and do good. And what is good according to our Creator? It's found in the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And that's where every single prophet and Yeshua himself referred to as the learning text that we need to learn from. And they based all their teachings around that. And it's directly the word of our Creator. So turn from evil and do good, and you will live in land forever. For Yahweh loves justice, and he will never abandon the godly. He will keep them safe forever, but the children of the wicked will die. How much more of a warning do we need, folks? How much more of a chance do we want to take by living unrighteous lives? If you're watching this right now and you're not following the law that so many Christians say is done away with and was nailed to the cross, you are one of these wicked people according to the Bible. Because it's not law, it's Torah. It's the foundation of all scripture. And we cannot take it lightly. Oh, well, I don't keep that commandment, but I keep this commandment. No. You know, turn that to your ears. How would it sound like? Oh, well, you know, I commit homosexuality on the weekends. It's not a problem. And then I commit fornication all the other days of the week. It's not a problem. And then I steal, rob, cheat, and lie the other days of the week. Not a problem. That's how people treat the guidelines and instructions of our Creator today, because the law is so misused. The word law is so misused and misunderstood. We have to understand that Yeshua, our Messiah, came to set us free from the law of man and the man-made systems of Judaism and Christianity and all the other religious beliefs out there. But never did he say we are no longer to follow the instructions of our Creator. Never did he say they were done away with. He said they are so important they need to come off paper and be on our hearts. Not thrown in the garbage so we don't do them. It says he will keep them safe forever, but the children of the wicked will die. Verse 29, the godly will possess the land and will live there forever. Verse 30, the godly offer good counsel, and they teach right from wrong. They have made God's law their own, so they will never slip from his path. They have made our Creator's law, our Creator's guideline, our Creator's instructions their own. This is King David explaining his guidelines and instructions, and they're talking about the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, is what is going to keep them from slipping off the path, is what is going to keep our Creator wanting to keep their feet, you know, step by step, guiding their steps, because they're following, they're doing what our Creator asks them to do. The wicked wait in ambush for the godly, looking for an excuse to kill them. But Yahweh will not let the wicked succeed or let the godly be condemned when they are put on trial. Put your hope in Yahweh and travel steadily along his path. His path. There's a saying in the Bible that says, there's a way before each man that seems right but ends in death. That's your path. His path, it says. So, you know, it says, put your hope in our Creator and travel steadily along his path. So with to travel, another action word, we're actually to do something, to travel on his path. That means we're to follow his way and do what he told us to do. It says, you will honor, he will honor you by giving you the land. You will see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked and ruthless people flourishing like a tree in its native soil. But when I looked again, they were gone. Though I searched for them, I could not find them. Look at those who are honest and good, for a wonderful future awaits those who love peace. But the rebellious will be destroyed. They have no future. How many of you listening to this right now want a future? How many of you want to know that your relationship now with our Creator is securing your relationship later with our Creator? How many of you want to believe that we have to physically do something so we're not considered wicked according to Him? Am I saying we're saved by works? No. We have an opportunity to be saved by the blood of Yeshua Messiah. Every single person has that opportunity to be saved. However, if we do nothing with that, that's worse than never even have experienced at all. You have, the word of our Creator. You got the blood of Yeshua to cover you and say, now just follow this way. and you will be able to accept this. But if you reject this way and continue on your own path, you got no grace and mercy, and you're in trouble according to the word. That's what the word says. So we're saved by the blood of Messiah. We don't keep and do what he tells us to do because we're to be saved. We keep it because we are saved. And we want to make sure of that and secure that. So it says here in verse 37, look at those who are honest and good, for a wonderful future awaits those who love peace. A wonderful future awaits those who love peace. And it goes on to say in the scriptures that a creator, it says, his soul hates those who love violence. You know, so we're to be peacemakers. And but people will get offended, and sometimes they won't want to be at peace with the righteous. So it says here in verse again 37 again, look at those who are honest and good, for a wonderful future awaits those who love peace. 38, but the rebellious will be destroyed, they have no future. 39, Yahweh will rescue the godly, he is their fortress in times of trouble. So good, so good. Remember that our Creator will rescue us, especially in times of trouble. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to leave us alone. And you know, then it says in verse 40, Yahweh helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. So not only does it say he's our fortress in times of trouble, but it says he will rescue us from the wicked, from those that are teaching us we no longer have to do what his word says. You know, they call us legalists and they call us so strict and everything else. It's our Creator's word we're talking about. You know, more people follow the laws of the civil government, which are many more, and then they say, oh, I don't want to follow the laws of anybody. They stop at a red light, but they can't keep the Sabbath. What's wrong? They're deceived. That's the problem. But it doesn't matter. Wickedness is still wickedness, whether you're deceived or not. So wake up, Christians. Wake up. The law is not done away with. It wasn't nailed to a cross. No, we still got to follow what the Bible says to do, what we're capable of doing. We can't do what we can't do. But what we can do, we shouldn't be making excuses why we can't do that. And we got to appreciate the blood of Messiah and stop using it as an excuse to live in sin, like so many out there are doing today. Verse 40, Yahweh helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saved them, and they find shelter in him. And we've seen, and it talks over and over again about the shelter of our Creator. Look, many of us have things going on in our lives. Our Creator never promises us that our lives weren't going to be difficult. But it says that the yoke of Yeshua is easy. And His yoke is not going to be too heavy for us. He's helping us during those hard times. What does He want us to do? He wants us to do His will. To do what He told us to do. Found in the foundation of all Scripture, in the first five books known as the Torah. I'm not telling you not to read the other books. I mean, the Gospels, Revelation, and every other book in there is imperative to read, to understand. But understand this, the foundation of everything is the first five books, the Torah, and everything pointed to that. And when in the book of Timothy, when it said all Scripture is profitable for man, there was no New Testament out. They were talking about the original covenant. They were talking about the Torah. And that's what we need to get back to. But isn't Torah a Jewish word? No, it's a Bible word. Torah means instructions, it means laws, it means guidelines. And that's what we need to follow. And we need to follow Yeshua Messiah as He told us to do my Father's work. Not to throw it away and you know, to set the example of Yeshua. That's what we need to do. To have the attitude, the righteous attitude, and not be prideful. To admit that we're sinners. We need Yeshua. But to strive our heart is to do what He said to do on a regular basis. That's how it has to be. And so many people get off track on this, and there's these two paths. There's a narrow path that leads to that narrow gate. We know that narrow gate is Yeshua, our Messiah. But that narrow path is a path of righteousness. That narrow path is a path of doing what He wanted us to do. And that path is so narrow, the only people that are going to stay on that path are the ones that our Creator has their footsteps, making their ankles so strong that they will not stumble. Those with a heart, a true heart for our Creator. Don't tell me you have a true heart for our Creator, but you're going and sinning and enjoying it on a regular basis. Because when you accept Yeshua Messiah, something is supposed to change your heart. You are now to hate what you once loved and love the things He loves. And hate the things He hates. And He hates people that live against His guidelines and instructions. He hates that. He wants people to follow him. That's why he says followers of the way. What way? The way Yeshua was told to live by his father, and the way we're supposed to carry ourselves, and what we're supposed to do, as it says in scripture, and not make excuses why we no longer need to do those things, or we can get away with those things. We're not going to keep getting away with those things, and scripture is clear. And there are so many people out there that are living with curses that they're putting upon themselves. They're putting upon themselves. Why? Because they're not doing what our Creator told us to do. How much more do you need than his word? But you take some man's opinion over his word, then you start questioning that man about his word, and that man says, we don't have to talk about it. Or that man says, well, that's in the past. This is now. Our Creator doesn't change. That's what it says in the Bible. He doesn't change. And his word doesn't change. And the fact that he took his instructions off paper and wanted us to put it on our heart, wanted us to know it so well, and then he said one day we will know it well enough that we won't even need to teach each other. But guess what? We're not there yet, because we're teaching each other. We don't know it. We need to study it. We need to learn it. We need to grow. We need to ask ourselves, what is sin? That's what you need to ask yourself. Bottom line, if you're a Christian, you have to ask yourself, what is sin? And we go in the scripture, it says sin is transgression of the Torah, or transgression of our Creator's law. That is sin. We don't want to be sinners. So, you know, most Christians don't even know the Ten Commandments, let alone follow them. And then the ones that go beyond the Ten Commandments, because they're told we no longer need to do that. But then your local pastor will say, well, it's time to tithe, so let's talk about the Old Testament stuff and tithing. No, folks, get away from all that man-made religion and all that man-made doctrine and get right with our Creator's word. That's what he wants you to do. All right, and so I'm reading the Psalms on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, every single day, doing live readings, and then we'll continue with other scriptures for us to read besides just Psalms. Want to encourage you to hear the word each day, get in the word each day. Remember, pray, proclaim, read, and repent and submit. And that's what we need to be doing, folks. So thank you very much, everybody, for joining tonight and watching. And come back and join us tomorrow. I don't know what time exactly I get on each day, but I get on the internet each day to do this live. And also, I have the radio show, which is 11:30 every Saturday locally in South Florida. We have local fellowship 3 p.m. every Shabbat, every Saturday in South Florida. If you want to join us, we're in Lake Worth, in Florida. Just contact me through the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and we can arrange that. And that's it, you know, and on the internet, Torah Life Ministries, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or YouTube, all these different outlets. Follow me, and then you'll see what I'm going to get on to do these things. I thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And remember again, just go away thinking about this, the word do, D-O. We need to do what he tells us to do, what he asks us to do. We need to do it. D-O, okay? It's an action word. It's a verb. It's something must be done. We can't just act like nothing should be done. All right, everybody, have a great day, and until then, shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Ezekiel stared down into the valley, filled with dried bones baking in the sun. Remains that used to be a mighty army, to him it looked like the fighting days were done. But driven by your calling on his life, you spoke God's words, the bones began to shake. Stared wide-eyed as the flesh began to form, and as it prophesied to the wind.